Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day for one reason only, to receive your phone calls and address your questions with the Basic Gospel. We've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. So if there's a question or something you'd like to talk about, call right now. That's 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. And this is your invitation to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Thanksgiving is Thursday of this week, Richard.
And yes.
We would love to hear from our audience the things that they're thankful for, maybe a particular blessing that they've received in Christ Jesus, forgiveness, reconciliation, righteousness, a new identity, something of the gospel that really struck a chord and made a difference in their life. We would love to hear those stories on today's broadcast. Again, the number 1-800-677-9377. Also, an announcement today starts a annual function that we've done. It's a Thanksgiving sale. Last 2 weeks from today until December 6th. All of the resources in our online store are 30% discounted through this time. This is a great opportunity to buy some gifts to give to friends that you love, family members that you love, something that you can give that will make an eternal difference in their lives. Yes. So take advantage of this. Our featured product of the day is It's All Yours, and this is a CD series on the book of Hebrews. It's in two volumes. It's 14 CD set, but the title, It's All Yours, God's Will, Your Inheritance. A part of this gospel message declares you to be a child of God. And in that declaration, you've become an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So there's this will that God put together. We call that the new covenant. And in that will, He has said this, and to you I leave. And yeah, as we hear that and understand what those mean to us on a day-to-day basis, boy, our life changes. One of those things that He left us is total forgiveness of sins. One of the promises of the new covenant is simply this, that I will remember your sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. The sin issue is done away with in the new covenant. Forgiveness is yours. Wow, that's something to be thankful for. That's a blessing beyond all others, just knowing that your sins have been taken away once and for all. And that's what this series is all about. It's all yours, God's will, your inheritance. So we encourage you to buy a copy of that for yourself, and then once you listen through it, pass it on. Normally retails for $30. For the next 2 weeks, it's $21. So it's all yours, God's will, your inheritance. You can pick that up by going to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just simply click the store link, and all the information on how to purchase that is right there. Or you can call 1-800-727-2828, 1-800-727-2828, and talk to Billy. Just simply say that you want to buy It's All Yours. She will walk you through that process.
Yes.
Again, the number to call for questions on today's program, 1-800-677-9377. We're going to go to Richmond, California, and talk to BC, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, BC.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays to you guys.
Well, and to you as well. Thank you.
I'm grateful for living another Thanksgiving and having my parents with me. And that's what I'm thankful for.
Well, that's awesome stuff right there, BC. Thanks for sharing that.
My question was about the galaxies. I heard it's like billions and billions of galaxies up where God is at. My question is, what's in the galaxies, and what is a galaxy?
Well, Richard, you probably have more information on that than I do.
Well, not that much, but the internet is a wonderful thing. A galaxy is really just a collection of stars that are held together, bound together by gravitational forces. There's more stuff in there. There's stellar dust and other things, and a whole bunch of science. But generally speaking, it is just this massive collection of stars into a group. Most of the ones we're familiar with are in the shape of a pinwheel. And so you can imagine that there's this center, and around it all the stars tend to spin. Our Earth is in a galaxy called the Milky Way. There are billions of galaxies out there. We really can't count them. There's so many. But God created them. He put them out there, created this whole universe, the universe that we see. We see that it he did something amazing, and he holds it together. He set the rules in motion, the physical laws, all of that, so that these things wouldn't be crashing into each other and causing untold grief. I think it's beautiful. You go out in the, if you can get out into the desert where there's no light pollution from the cities, and look up just at our galaxy, the Milky Way, it takes your breath away. It really does.
And BC, I think, you know, why did God create those? You know, it's certainly a part of his universe that he put into motion, and just the vastness of it, I think, shows us just how big God is. And we fret over the little details of our lives, and we think they're just so big and overwhelming, and there's just no hope to getting through those. But then we realize, we stop and realize that, wait a minute, we have a God that flung these galaxies into space, and they held there, and that's God's power, and that's God's awesomeness, and that's God's magnitude. And when we realize that, then we can put our full weight of trust in him, knowing that whatever we go through in day-to-day life, he's big enough to work all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So I think it's a way to teach us that we truly can trust God with all things, and that he truly is big enough to handle whatever we go through in day-to-day life.
Okay, guys, thank you for answering what I had called for, and you guys have a blessed holidays.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a happy Thanksgiving as well, BC. Thanks for being a part of today's program. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. Go ahead and call right now. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. 1-800-677-9377. If you have something that you're thankful for that you would like to share today, we would love to hear from you. If you have a question on a particular Bible passage or a situation in your life that you would like to know how the gospel message answers, we would love to hear from you as well. Again, the number 1-800-677-9377.
We got a question from a gentleman named Ted in Virginia, and he's got a son who asks interesting questions. There's nothing quite like little kids, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, to ask stumpers. Now, my 8-year-old son Benji asked me a question which I didn't know the answer to. Would Jesus have died of old age if he hadn't been killed? I told him I'd better ask you guys since I'm not sure. Thanks for punting.
Yeah. That's great. There's always these what-if questions, yes, in life, you know, and kids are filled with those. Adults are too. Yeah. We always have these what-ifs.
We're just afraid,
you know,
to ask them.
Yeah, when things don't go right for you in life, you know, you're kind of down, you're feeling blue. You might be into that phase of self-pity, you know, just woe is me. It's during those moments that you start to relive your past. You start to go to specific decision points in life, and you start asking those what-ifs. Well, what if I had gone this path instead of the one I took? I mean, sometimes I look back. I was in Louisville and with the ministry there, and I was taking some classes at the University of Louisville and in a statistics class, and the guy was in touch with some people at Ford that was operating there in Louisville, and there was a special internship that I could have taken advantage of, and they were pushing me to do that. And I'm like, well, what if? What if I had done that? Well, the fact of the matter, there are no what ifs. I'm right here today, exactly where I believe God wants me to be, doing exactly what I believe he wants me to do. So there's no what ifs. And that's the same with Jesus. You know, God sent him, and the day he died was the day God planned for him to die. And there was a mission involved. Jesus Christ came into this world to carry out the will of God on our behalf. And that will was to take away our sins once and for all so that we could be made holy in his sight, that we could be made perfect in his sight, so that we could be made alive together with him. That was God's mission for Jesus Christ. God sent him into this world at exactly the right time, and he died on exactly the right day, the day that God had put into being long before it ever happened. So we can count on that fact. And Jesus was always going to die to take away our sins. He was going to become a sacrifice. He was going to become that sin offering. That's why he came into this world. And so I don't think, you know, the what if, would he have died of old age? The answer to that is no, because God had a different mission for him.
And that's not what happened. What happened is what happened, and we're the beneficiaries of it.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Ocean Springs and talk to our good friend Boyce. Hi, Boyce.
How you doing, big man?
Doing great. Nice to hear from you. Love that voice of yours.
Thank you. I just wanted to call and give thanks to the good Lord for dying on the cross for our sins, and thank him that we can live the life that we can live and give glory to him. And I just, all I can do is glorify him and thank him. And thank you guys for being on the radio. And God bless you guys. And we just give praise and glory and thanks to the good Lord.
Yes, indeed. And we have much to be thankful for, don't we, boys? I mean, just the fact that our sins have been forgiven once and for all, that's enough for us to give thanks eternally. But this gospel message is so much bigger than just forgiveness. I mean, it's eternal life. It's Jesus Christ coming to live inside of us. It's Jesus Christ declaring us to be righteous in his sight. Any one of those things will just fill our hearts with thankfulness, fill them to overflowing, that we can just live in that thankfulness 24/7 if we'll just keep our hearts and minds on all of the blessings that we have from God in Christ Jesus. So thanks for
sharing. I just want to say I watched that movie Passion last night.
Yes.
And if anybody out there can get a hold of that movie and watch it, I mean, that is a awesome movie, and it's an awesome movie, and for the Lord to go through what he went through for our sins, if there's anybody out there that doesn't think or anything that the good Lord's out there for them, I don't care who you are or what you are, where you've been or where you think you're going, the good Lord is there for you. And once you repent for your sins, you'll never walk alone again in your life.
That's exactly right. He comes to live inside of us with the promise never to leave us nor forsake us. And that's the joy of knowing Christ.
And yes, it is.
Well, boys, we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we certainly appreciate your great call today.
Well, love you guys, and God bless you.
Well, you as well, boys.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to hearing from you again real soon, my friend.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Well, Richard, let's remind our listeners again of our Thanksgiving sale. We've done this for quite a number of years. We've discounted all of our resources, and all of these resources are designed for you to aid you in your walk with Christ. to help you grow in His love and grace. These are wonderful for both personal and group use, and we want you to take advantage of this this great sale. If you have a Christmas list, there's valuable products that you can buy and pass out to your friends and loved ones, gifts that will make an eternal difference in their lives. You can take advantage of this sale by going to basicgospel.net. Just click the store, and be sure to use our special code, which is THANKS, THANKS. Just put that in the appropriate box, and that discount will be calculated for you automatically. Our featured product of the day is a series on the book of Hebrews. It's called It's All Yours, God's Will, Your Inheritance. This is life-changing truth. You get a hold of what the book of Hebrews says to us about God's love and grace. You will never be the same, I guarantee it. That's why we describe ourselves as a new covenant ministry, based on what the book of Hebrews says. Why? Because it's all about the new covenant. And this new covenant is what is to kind of govern our relationship with Christ. And in that, it really sets this relationship with Christ upon the foundation of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, I will never forget the first time I read Hebrews, to read it rather than to pick my way through it for, you know, proof texts of various things. And it was life-changing because it was completely opposite of what I thought. And, yeah, seriously, if you've never taken a serious look at the book of Hebrews, this little letter, it is just so jammed, packed, full of the supremacy of Jesus Christ that it really will change your life.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we have a question here about yoga and Hinduism, but I think it has wider application. It was written to us from a person named Jan in Michigan. It says, given the deep spiritual roots of yoga in Hinduism, is yoga a practice that Christians should avoid, even though we may not be buying into any of the yoga babble? Are there spiritual forces that we should be concerned about?
Well, I think the answer is yes, there are always spiritual forces that we should be concerned about. The world system is working in unison to draw anyone and everyone away from the truth of God as revealed to us in the person of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
One of the differences between Christianity and Hinduism is the view of God. Mm-hmm. So Hinduism basically says that God is everywhere and in everything. So God is a part of the universe. He has intermingled in such a way that he's become with the universe. You get rid of the universe, you get rid of God, is their thinking. And we, when we die, just get absorbed into this universe.
Yes.
So we lose our individuality, we lose our personality, we just are just a drop added into this vast ocean called God. Well, that's totally different than the biblical view of God. God is separate from his creation. You get rid of creation, God still exists. And that's a significant difference. So we need to be aware of that. A lot of times in life, you know, we go through life and we take, you know, all the, quote, good things from the different philosophies, and we try to blend them with Christianity. And when we do, we mess up Christianity. Christianity starts to lose its distinctives. So we need to be aware of those spiritual forces that are always trying to drag us away from the truth about God as revealed in Jesus Christ. And certainly yoga could be one of those things that we need to be aware of. Now, I know many Christians that participate in yoga, and they're certainly not doing it for a religious experience. They like it from an exercise standpoint. But I do think they probably go into it with some caution, with some awareness that keeps them grounded in who they are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. And in reality, we could ask the same question. Excuse me if I step on somebody's toes here. We could ask the same question about the football season. I mean, when you
Hold up now. Hold up now.
I know. when you watch, just kind of detach yourself and watch all of the commercials just about football, and the number of television stations dedicated to that, and the rabid fan base, and I mean that sincerely, the rabid fan base that some teams have, the incredible disappointment. I know here in Dallas, this is a good day because, of course, the Cowboys won yesterday. If they had lost yesterday, half of the city would be in depression. There's something about that buying into the world system. Can football be a great game, fun game? Yes, I've played it myself. But to sell out to something in the way that people sometimes do around football or baseball or shopping or making money or whatever else, it's that world system pulling your eyes off of Jesus and asking you, almost demanding, that you make an idol of something that you really don't want to make an idol of.
Absolutely. I know in the South, I went to the University of Georgia. We're a part of the Southeastern Conference, and football on Saturdays, it really is a religious experience for so many. Yes, it was church. And, you know, for example, Auburn plays Alabama this Saturday in the Iron Bowl. Man, it is a hotly contested football game year after year. People are already journeying to the stadium.
Yes.
I mean, they were doing it yesterday and setting up their RVs and all tents and all of that kind of stuff, just camping out for this great game. And it's just amazing how much they put into it. Why? Because, you know, in the South, Football Saturday is a religious day. So yes, I think the warning is out there. We need to be aware of anything that can take our eyes and our attention off of Christ Jesus. Yeah. He's life. He is our life. And when we recognize that, everything else kind of fits into its place.
Yes.
I can go to a Georgia game, love going to or watching games on television, and I really get into it. But whether they win or lose, it doesn't really matter.
When you can get up and walk away and you're fine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's go to Bob in Lynbrook, New York. Hi, Bob. Bob, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Bob from Lynbrook. You know, I was talking about the supernatural things last time. I wanted to make a donation.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that greatly, and we just appreciate what God's doing in your life. Let me put you on hold, and we'll give you all the information.
And I appreciate what you've done to me, you know, through God.
Well, when you...
You have helped me out so much.
When you were on the program the last time, and we went through some passages, and you just kind of broke out and said, I just feel brand new. I mean, that touched my heart deeply, and I know it did so many of our listeners. And we just appreciate that genuine expression of faith and love in Jesus Christ. So, Bob, let me put you on hold, and we'll give you all that information, okay? Well, what a great call that is. And we certainly appreciate Bob's willingness to support what we're doing at Basic Gospel. It's really not what we're doing. It's what God is doing through the radio broadcast, the internet outreach, the podcast that we have, all of the resources. But all of that takes support. And we rely on friends just like Bob to stand with us, to partner with us in this great gospel message. So if that's on your heart to do, we encourage you to go to basicgospel.net, click the support link, become a part, a member of the Basic Gospel financial team, and we will work together to deliver this gospel message to as many people as possible, connecting as many people as possible to the love of Jesus Christ. Also, when you're there at basicgospel.net, don't forget about our Thanksgiving sale. All products are discounted 30%. Featured product for today is a CD series on the book of Hebrews entitled, It's All Yours, God's Will, Your Inheritance. You may be listed in a number of wills, and you may have quite an earthly inheritance coming to you at some day, but I guarantee you it compels in comparison to the inheritance you have in Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel for Richard and the entire team. This is Bob Christopher saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow.